Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life. Life is difficult, it has many challenges, and we know we cannot solve every problem. But we can make life better if we have the right strategies, and I'm here to help you do that. Today, I want to talk about a topic that will affect every part of your life. If you adopt this strategy, it will have a positive impact on virtually every part of your life for the rest of your life. And that is the strategy of lifelong learning. Learning is something we do very well as children. It's something we do a lot of in the early parts of life. But as we grow into adulthood, as we age, sometimes learning is less a part of our life. Of course, when we're children, that's virtually all we do. We learn all the time. We go to school to learn. We have parents and grandparents and other family members and instructors of all kinds that teach us about everything in life. And that continues even into our early adult years. We learn how to make a living. We develop the skills to get a job. We may go to university. Virtually all we do in the early parts of our life is learn. And then we start to apply those things. In our 20s, as we get a job, we start making a living. We may get married, have children. We start to get into a routine of life. And at some point, for a lot of people, the learning stops. Now, of course, it doesn't stop completely, but at some point, life does become more routine. Even though there's new adjustments we need to make in a job, very often the job is still basically the same. While there's new things we have to learn in the different phases of family life, it's still family life. And so at some point of life, life becomes more about the routines. This is somewhat natural. We just get busy doing all the things we're required to do for our jobs and our families and our home life. And learning completely new things, maybe we would do that if we had time. But one strategy of life is to make time, to carve out some time for learning, to develop new skills. There's great benefits to that. One is that we have a healthier brain when we're learning new things. Our brains, like every other part of our body, needs exercise. It needs to be used in some way. If we never use our muscles, they grow weak, and at some point they just don't work very well. Our brains are similar. We need to use them. And when our brain gets into a routine, it's not stimulated on the same level as it is when we have new tasks to learn, when we're exploring entirely new things of life. This creates real exercise for our brains, and we'll simply have a healthier brain when we exercise it. This is a great advantage in life, and learning new things keeps our brain healthy. It also leads to a greater sense of fulfillment. One of the real discouraging things in life is boredom. Sometimes, even though we may like our jobs, even though we love our families, even though we enjoy our homes, it just becomes routine. And while we may be very busy, sometimes in the midst of the busyness, we're actually very bored. It ends up being a similar life all the time. And boredom very often can lead to some very negative things, like depression. Boredom is one of the things that drains us in life. So if we're learning new things and exploring new territories, it tends to lead to a more fulfilled life. Another benefit is an improvement in our social skills. When we get into a routine and we're doing the same things all the time, then we're meeting the same people all the time, and we're having the same conversations all the time. But when we're learning new things, it opens new doors to have new conversations, new connections with new people, which also adds to more fulfillment in our life. It improves social skills because we simply have more things that we are capable of discussing with more people, more ways of connecting, more opportunities to meet interesting people and to discuss interesting things when we are learning new topics throughout our life. These are some real benefits. It's not the only benefits, but these are some really substantial benefits of a healthier brain, a more fulfilled life, and improved social skills. If we can have those things, those are tremendous benefits to this one strategy. So how do we do that? In the midst of a busy life, in the midst of all of our routines, how do we adopt lifelong learning as a goal into our lives? Well, I'm going to give you four strategies that can help you do that. Things that if you'll carve out some time and dedicate yourself to learning, I'm going to give you four strategies that will help you be a lifelong learner. One is to read. To read a variety of topics. Sometimes we just kind of get into our routines of life and we don't read other things. Find some time, even just a short period of time, to read an article on a topic that you're not familiar with. Find some articles, you can easily find them online or in magazines or wherever you might like to find some topic to expand your mind, to make you think in a new way, to learn a new skill. Just read books and magazines and articles that allow you to learn something new. Reading is the best way in the world to easily explore new topics. And even challenge yourself to read about things that you don't agree with. Read the other side of a political topic. Read the side that you don't agree with. And have that debate in your mind. You don't have to get angry about it. It doesn't have to upset you. Just have that debate in your mind. Try to learn where they're coming from, even if you don't agree with them. Explore some new area, maybe an area of science or an area of engineering or spirituality or whatever area of life that maybe you're not familiar with. Explore that. Again, you don't have to know everything about it or agree with everything you read, but explore different topics that you've never read about before. This stimulates your brain, creates new pathways in your brain, new connections in your brain, and leads to perhaps other things for you to enjoy. New hobbies, perhaps, or other things that you can bring in your life that expand your horizon of life. A second strategy for becoming a lifelong learner is to pay attention to your physical fitness. Now that may seem odd because we're talking about our brains and the health of our brains and learning. What would exercise have to do with that? Well, our brains are part of our bodies, and the healthier our body is, the more we're going to have capacity for our brain to focus on new things. Former President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, once said, "Physical fitness is not only one of the most important keys to a healthy body, it is the basis for dynamic and creative intellectual activity." And that's what we're talking about. Dynamic and creative intellectual activity. If we can have that for the rest of our life, that's a really great thing. That's a very beneficial thing. And we can help that when we have healthier bodies, when we are exercising, when we are staying physically fit, when we apply fitness to our life, our brains work better, and we can have more capacity for what President Kennedy called dynamic and creative intellectual activity. Physical fitness plays a role in the way our brains work. So keep your bodies healthy, exercise on a regular basis, and you're going to have more capacity for lifelong learning. The third strategy is to embrace change. Sometimes we avoid learning new things because we're pretty comfortable in our routine, and change can be stressful. Change can feel awkward. We're sort of accustomed to our life the way it is. One of the ways that we can become a lifelong learner, to apply new learning skills to our life throughout life, is to adopt an attitude of change, that it's always good to change in life. It's healthy and it's natural. Life is going to change. We are going to grow older. Our children are going to grow older. Things are going to happen in life that just make life different. We're never going to get into a place where life is always exactly the same. And so adopting an attitude of change, of embracing change, is a good way not only to deal with normal life, but getting past the awkwardness and the fear and the resistance to learning new things. Embrace the idea that change is part of life. It's a good part of life. We are developing all the time as human beings, and so embrace that. Learn to enjoy the new things of life. Don't resist them because they're outside your routine, but train your mind to embrace the new things of life. And at some point, you'll begin to look forward to that. You'll begin to be excited about learning new things if you will train yourself to embrace change. The fourth strategy is to understand it's never too late to start something new. This is a lifelong process. This is an idea of learning new things throughout our life, exploring new areas throughout our life. And so the way to destroy that is to adopt an attitude of, I'm too old for that. I'm too old to learn new things. There's an old expression, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, we need to get rid of that in our life. We, even as we grow older, it's never too late to learn something new, to start new projects, to start something new in your life. If we think we've sort of retired from anything new, that we've retired from learning, that we're just going to stay where we are, that becomes pretty stagnant. That becomes a pretty boring existence and can lead to a lot of negative things. And the thought that we sometimes have of, I'm too old for that, that's for someone else because I'm too old, is a way to just destroy the opportunity of learning throughout our life. It is never too late to start a new project, to start learning something new, to explore a new area of life. We need to just put out of our mind that we're too old. We need to always have the attitude of, I can try. I can explore that. We may explore it for a while and realize it's not really for us. But that's okay. We've learned something new. Doesn't mean we have to start a whole new life. We just learn something new. And we get all the benefits from that lifelong process of learning. And so if you will read and read a variety of topics, you will stay physically fit, exercise on a regular basis, embrace the idea of change, and understand it's never too late to learn something new. If you put those strategies into your life, you will be on your way to being a lifelong learner and bring a lot of positive benefits into your life throughout your life. If you apply these strategies, this is going to help you. Thank you for listening. This is Life Strategies, and I want you to know that this program is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can check out that website at esumc.cz. You can also find this and other color radio programs by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, you can check out my website at markahicks.com. Thank you for listening. This is Life Strategies, the show where we deal with the problems of life because we know life is difficult, but it is better when we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.